Okay.
All right. So, so we're up to the next stage of the topic here of Hadash Alamin Nachayna, not the din regarding the Shvua Nachitim, but the din HaSeor. Right? So we started to discuss it a little bit, but we'll get into it now in a more serious fashion. So the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Hey and Beis in Bava Kamma that Rabbi Bar Nachman says regarding the Seorim, whereas you might have thought that the Seorim at least are in Nechayev, he says you're not. Right, so we pointed out that that isn't obvious. We have halacha of Bez Balim's made in Dami, the guy that admits that he's chayav seorim. So the question obviously is, why would that be? How can that be? And indeed, there are some who believe that not only is there another daya, that Rabbi Bar Nachman is not universally accepted, but he's actually not the halacha. Rabbi Hanan al-Attar mentions that some don't pass him like Rabbi Bar Nachman. The standard view in Rishonim is that we do pass him. And either way we understand him, the question is, again, why? Why is that? What happened to the Hodas Balim main method? So here we find three views in Rishonim. The first view is Rashi and Tosos in several places as well. They say that the reason you're putter here is midin mechila. A Balim can be mochel on his on something owed to him. That's the prerogative of a Balim. And that's what you have here. When he's Toveya, so he's not Toveya, the other thing, because he's been mochel. So Rashi really builds here on two different propositions. Number one, he makes a mitzvah assumption regarding what is going on, which of course he has in mind. Rashi assuming that the person is Toveya only the Chitim, so he doesn't ever plan on pursuing the Seorim because he's giving up on it. He's waiving his right to the Seorim. He's also making, Rashi says, a halachic assumption that if we know that you don't intend to pursue the Seorim, right, we know that you're just giving up on it, so that's sufficient to affect the Mechila. You do not need to verbalize that. You don't have to say, I'm being Mochel, or any Mochel, on the Chol. So on the second point, the halachic proposition, so that I think is certainly not obvious. First of all, you're not employing any lashon of mechila in this case. Second of all, even more basic, you're not saying anything at all. Right? It's not obvious that you don't need to verbalize anything to affect mechila. Right? I think there's room to wonder whether or not you need a verbalization of a lashon mechila. You actually have to explicitly say lashon mechila. I actually put it on the Makor sheet in the end. On the Ma'amar Kamos, but just the last Makor on page on the second page here, is the Mukiyosik citing the Ra'ah regarding the issue that I brought up last time, which is at the end of last year, of Kabbalah Sulim. So he suggests that basically Remeir thinks that it's not a valid Mechila if you say, I'll follow whatever they do, and I'll follow whatever these Sulim say. Tobeya's Kabbalah, or one day in Gemara, for Shita's Remeir, is that that's ineffective. So even though a person can be mochel, so Ra explains, though, that's because you need to be mochel. You need to actually use the lashon mechila. Yeah. Even Rami Meir would agree that if you actually say, I'm haridi mochel, if he says, I don't owe you, that would work. So rather, what we're talking about here is, vade hacha kigon amar le tovel le'nitva harei alad asos mitviyazu b'chol mashiyomar. Right? I'll do whatever he says. So since you didn't verbalize, I'm mochel, right, I'll be mochel if that happens, you have to say that in order for there to be mechila. Just the fact that you said, whatever he says, I'll go with, even though you know that seemingly implies you intend to mochler, you have to say mechila. But even more basic, again, in Rashi here is, you're not even verbalizing anything. You don't say anything, it's any effect. So is that obvious? So I think perhaps not. And indeed, or we ought to assume that you need to verbalize because you have a principle. Okay, but before that, Dvar Shabbalev and Dvar? Right, whatever is going on in your mind, if you want it to take effect, you've got to let it speak. In fact, this is a general position that's explicit in the Ksos HaKoshen. Right, the Ksos HaKoshen in Simin Yud Beis, right, Sifkat and Nalev. So the Ksos HaKoshen there argues that is indeed the din. Mechila Belev is not a valid mechila; does not affect mechila. Because Dvar Shabbalev and Dvar, this is the position, he adopts the position argued by Maharit. Maharit in Tosh Mishra Tzimin, I believe, Memhei, says this very thing, that Dvar Shabbalev and Dvar, and therefore, Mechila, which isn't expressed and articulated, ain't no Mechila. Right? And if this is true, then Rashi seems to not really work. And this is indeed exactly what the Marashal argues here. Argues in Bava Kamma, that is, right? He says, Votema, this is after citing Rashi's din mechila. Let's assume that the the Mitzvah's presumption is right that he really does never intend to go after this again. He's forgotten about it. He's waited. But let's assume that's the case. We come up with Right, so that's exactly the Marshal's point, right? Mechila b'leiv isn't good. So let's assume, Rashi, you're correct. The person who doesn't bring up the taina of the Seorim doesn't intend to ever do it because he doesn't. He's just forgotten about it. He waited. He's not interested. That's not good enough to affect Mechila. Mehedi b'leiv. So what is Rashi's argument here? So here I think you can explain Rashi one of two ways. Either Rashi adopted the position that Mechila b'leiv is sufficient, is chal, is effective. What happens is Rashi b'leiv Ezra. There happens to be, my machlokes have shown about this, but the Rashi of that minimum condition was the opinion that Dvarim related and Dvarim only dictates that Machshavah Seseres as Giburo is insignificant. Right? Where the Dvarim should believe somehow cut against what you've actually said. Then we don't give it any consideration. But it wouldn't be relevant then for a case such as here where there's nothing that you said indicating otherwise. That would be a very simple explanation of why that's not relevant. And I pointed to you in the Mikoros that actually, and don't ask me about Marshal versus Marshal, I'm not a big enough Marshal person to know this, but the Marshal in his Perish on the Smag points out, I think correctly, I didn't give you the Makor from the Smag, that it appears that in the Smag he takes his position. And Mechila B'leiv is sufficient. Take a look at the Amud Yishlomo. He explains, Venirli Mikan, the Mechila Afila B'leiv Mahani B'lo Dibor. Menachmina, so if he's mocha b'leiv, even though the Bezin doesn't know of it, but it's actually also, it's scheduled for them to him to go pursue. So maybe Rashi adopted that position against the Maharit and the Ksos. He thought mechila b'leiv is sufficient. And therefore, given that we think here, what happened is the guy obviously doesn't intend to ever pursue. He's been mochel, that's sufficient. That's one possibility. The alternative is to say that, no, even if you assume Rashi agrees with the Ksos and the Maharit, the Mechila B'leiv is not sufficient because Dvarim Shebaleiv and Dvarim. Nonetheless, what you have here is not Dvarim Shebaleiv. What you have here is an exception based on the broader principle that Maharit and Ksos both articulate. Yeah, that Umdin and the Muchach, in general, the assumption regarding Dvarim Shebaleiv and Dvarim is that if you have an Umdin and the Muchach, so then it's not really Dvarim Shebaleiv anymore. It is effective. It's only Beleiv if it's not patently obvious to all and sundry that this is what's going on. So if you do, in fact, have an undum de muchach, that's not going for lay anymore, and that would be sufficient. And maybe Rashi will say, that's what you have here. And that brings us to the second point, namely the Metzias point of Rashi, the Metzias presumption, that this is indeed what you have here. So the Rush, as opposed to Marshal, who challenges Rashi's halakhic assumption, the Rush simply hammers him on the Metzias assumption. He thinks, how can that be? That seems pretty far-fetched. The person is mochel, and that which he doesn't mention now? Truth be told, I understand Rashi very well. What's going on here is that a person, just think about it, a person has to drop everything he's doing, stop work, take off sick, go to Basin, wait online, finally get his chance to go to Basin, and he brings a claim against Reuven about Chitin. Basin is actually going to then call Reuven. He's going to stop what Reuven's doing and have Reuven come in. And there's another thing that you had intended to bring against Reuven, you don't bring it up. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you bring it up? You're taking a day off. Bezin is going to force, one way or the other, Reuven to come to court to respond. All this is inconvenient. You're not going to mention the other seller. Why would you need to say it now? If it really is something you have in mind that you're going to intend at some point, just do it now. What does it hurt? In truth, depending on how we paskin, but given that we paskin that Tainal B'chidim Seorim V'hodolo B'Seorim V'chai V'shvua, it actually can only help you. Be telling both. And this way, if he's going to reject this Chitim claim, there's a chance you'd still actually require shvuah from him because he can get a din of hodah mitzvahs b'sa'or. There's no reason in the world and every reason against the assumption that you intend at some later point to pursue the sa'or. So I actually don't think it's so bad. I know the Rosh really thinks it's ridiculous, but to me it doesn't seem so ridiculous. Why wouldn't you mention it now if you really do intend? So if you don't mention it now, the presumption is you've given up on that, you wait. Yeah.
And there's a lot of cases this wouldn't be Rashi, that's the idea of Rashi. It wouldn't apply to all cases. You have to ascertain whether the person only wants to claim one and not the other to help the other guy out. Meaning, I don't want him to have to pay back. Now, I know his financial situation is amazing, but I do need this this thing now, so I'm gonna clean it up.
That's always something you can willingly do and, you know, come to some agreement. But after you've already gone to the basin, it's possibly your hive, at least in this case, you have it the chiyuv in your back pocket.
And then even when a basin won't right, you don't have to collect right away.
You don't have to collect. You can do whatever you want. But there's no reason not to at least register your claim.
So outside of basin, there would be no mechila?
What?
Outside of basin, there would be no mechila?
What do you mean by that?
In a claim that's outside of basin, you wouldn't have an implicit mechila in the taina.
It's an interesting question for other reasons anyway. Part of the... I hope to just briefly mention this. About whether or not, you know, the difference, whether or not there might be a difference if you're being covered by a basin or not a basin. So it's possible that the whole thing is the basin for other reasons. In principle, the argument, the way what you're saying is basically the way I formulated it, a lot has to do with the fact that I'm going basin.
Only has to do with basin. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I think, so first of all, in Echanami, it's possible that this whole thing applies only to basin anyway. At the very least, even if it's out of the basin, probably this whole thing is only relevant to say Atimanizat. Otherwise, nothing here that nobody says anything is relevant. So either way, it's some sort of, you know, formal setting, because otherwise it couldn't be relevant regardless. Right. So in Chinami, it doesn't may not have to be in Bezin, but even if it's not in Bezin, it would at least be Makom She, you know, Hadasa Chesem Mechayeves, which means that it's got to be at least a Temidah. So you have Aiden there. So it's not a Bezin, Aiden. And you have the other guy. You know, in that case, at least have the other guy.
So your Rashi would say outside of Bezin, then tomorrow you're five. You're not five because not because it's a mechila, but because you could be joking, or because you're not like.
Well, Stan is, yeah, right. And outside of Bezin, nothing really is effective. Mm-hmm. That's a general assumption in Rishon. I mentioned either Shulchan Aruch. It's the first halacha, you know, in Shulchan Aruch in this city that you know, Hadah, that's in pay Aleph. Oh, sorry. Amar lechaver manali biatcha. Amar lebifnei edin hein lemachar. Amar lebifnei olive heishim mishate heishim ba'af nema. That's the case of where there's Aiden, even. If there's no Aiden, you don't even have to, nothing follows. If there's no Aiden, just being the Mancha, it makes no difference. So that's to be at least Aiden. And even with Aiden, you have to say Temeda. So my argument is still, why wouldn't you just bring up the other one? There's no harm in Aiden, there's every reason to do it. In any event, again, I'm just saying, I don't think the Rashi is completely implausible. All right, that's the first approach of Rashi, which is as we did in the Kibbutz. Then we have other Rishonim. Including the Rambam, the Sefer Trumos, the Rush himself, as well as others, Ashlam too, I didn't give that on the chorus, but he says it too, which is that the reason of Tur is not because he was Mocha on the Chum, no, but rather because, although it's true you are being Modeh that you owe Sa'orim, but the other guy, in not being Tovei of the Sa'orim, was what that amounts to is a Hodah, it's an implicit Hodah, that you aren't Chayav on the Sa'orim. And if that's the case, what you end up with is a case, Hodas Baldin against the other guys, Hodas Baldin. So it's Hodas Baldin versus Hodas Baldin. This, they were trying to say, is the topic of the Sugya of Gittin about Sadai Psati Lacha. No, you didn't. And we end up saying, Uki Mamano Chesed Mare, leave the money where it is. Leave it with the Muslim. So that's what they argue, they say that that's what's going on here, is that when the guy claims Chitim and not the Sa'orim, he's implicitly saying, what you owe me is only Chitim, not Sa'orim. And you say, I owe you Sa'orim, it's Hadab Hada, Uki Mamanu Chesed Mari. That's why we have this date. Now, the Rush makes an Ukimta. He adds that we're talking about a case where they both acknowledge speaking about the same, that we're talking about the same case. In other words, we both agree, based on something that happened that day, I owe you something. You say what I owe you is Sa'orim, and I say what I owe you is Chit. However, it's worthy of note that the Rambam and Sefer Trumos, others who say this, don't have that such an Ukimta. They don't add that point. And here I think it's possible, though, perhaps it is in Bukhar, that whether or not you need to make the Kinta of the Rush depends on why you disagree with regard to the Mechila. If you think, right, if you reject Mechila, you think this is not working with the Mechila, because you think that the Metzias point isn't true, that the Tobeya, the fact that he doesn't bring up Sa'orim, does not mean that he never intends to pursue Sa'orim, right? Maybe he intends to pursue it at some later point. If you think that's the reason that Rashi doesn't make sense, because that's not true. He may intend to pursue it. He just doesn't bring it up now, let's say, because he's just dealing with one thing at a time. So then, perhaps it makes sense to think that that'll also militate against its being considered a Hodas Baldin. Why is not being Tovei the Sa'orim now being Modeh that it isn't true? Maybe I intend to bring it up later. There's no Hodah. And therefore, right, given that was the Rush's assumption, he didn't agree that a person who doesn't claim everything doesn't intend to claim at some later point, it's not only that it wouldn't count as a mechila, then it also wouldn't count as a desvaldi. So therefore, you need to make the ukimta. However, if you think, let's say,
why is it a desvaldi? There's nothing wrong with it being a mechila.
Because it's not mechila.
Or is he talking about the same? No, it's still be.
It's not mechila. There's no mechila here. The guy doesn't. Mechila is a case where there's an understanding that there's a chov, and you say forget it. You don't need to pay it for me. Nobody's saying that here. So it wouldn't constitute mechila. There's an argument for what the chov was. No, he's not saying I mochel on chov sorim. He's saying there was no chov on sorim. I mean it just doesn't count as mechila, right? Follow saying?
Yeah.
What's going on here is I claim that I owe you 50 sorim. You can owe me 100 chitin, right? So you're not saying I'm mochel on the sorim. You're saying you don't owe me the sorim. You owe me chitin and more than what you're saying also, right? So it isn't in fact mechila. So therefore, it's not mechila. But the point is that you need to make that ukimta, otherwise it wouldn't count as a hodas baldin. But if you think that the mitzias, even if let's say you reject Rashi, you reject the idea of mechila, because even if the mitzias is true that you don't intend to pursue what you don't claim, nonetheless, that wouldn't count as an illegal act of mechila. A legal act of mechila to be effective requires articulation. So then there's no achreya to make such an ukimta. Right? You don't need to say that we're. What's going on here is we're both talking about the same case. No, not that, but maybe all they tell us is, you only chidim, and the guy says, no, I owe you sa'orim. If it were true that the Toveya held that he's owed sa'orim, he would have brought that to our attention. He would have said it. We think that's true. The fact that he doesn't is an implicit acknowledgement, hadah, that he's not chayiv. If it were true that he thought you were chayiv on the sa'orim, he would have mentioned that. We accept that. That premise is true. The fact that he doesn't therefore say it implies it isn't true that he thinks that there's that you're owed sorim, and that accounts for a hodas baldin. Okay. The third perspective, the third approach to this is that which is articulated in the Ravid as well as the Rama, who was cited by the Rush, which is that it's not that this is a hodah, but then there's a mechila. Nor is it, right, no, there's a valid hodas baldin here, and then there's a mechila. Nor is it a hodas baldin versus hodas baldin. The reason that there's no chiyuv here is because we don't, in fact, have a good hodas baldin. It's a defective hodas baldin. Right, hodas baldin came that way, but that's only if it counts as a hodas baldin. And this one doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is because they say it isn't coming in response to a tviya. So Orim was never claimed from him, and therefore, what you have is a hodah beli tviya. And they say that Hoda believes via, so that one can say simply Mishata Nicha. I was kidding. I was joking. And this principle, they say, is what you find in the Tosefta, essentially. I mean, some of the Torah actually say explicitly, like the Tosefta says. Basically, the Tosefta above Mitzia, that I bring here, did not. Perik Aleph Achiyud.
I have everything.
Yeah? What is it? So, want to read it?
Hodas baldin kmeinim emas ibis manchatayinu v'hoda avam hodim piyatsma yocholak sirbo shabesos sehu epeshe hinder.
Right. So the din, it says, essentially is this, right? That a hodas baldin requires that there have been a tviya in order for the hodas baldin to be effective. We din hodas baldin kmeinim. He needs to be a tviya. Otherwise, it can just be yocholak. Now, what are the exact circumstances here? So that might be in our focus. The Ravid, who is the first one who articulates this idea, is explicit that he does indeed need to be chozerba. He has to say Mishata Nibakha. And the Ravid in Bava Kama says, right, that Lomi Tokma bin Ma'amidisvarav, where he says, No, that is true, I owe you the sword. Lomi Tokma bin Ma'amidisvarav, Ella the Chozerbova Omer, in lo etzli lo chite lo sword, Mamsaki Kisibo Mishata Nibakha, right? The Marina and Kevan Shaina Tov O Saorim Lobo Vezin Yafa Lomar Mitsaki Kisibo. Since he wasn't Tovei the Sorim first, so then, in fact, the Hodah that he volunteered is not binding and enables him to say, Mitzachak Yamibo. But he has to say that. But the Shach actually takes issue with this. He thinks that the Yoramah doesn't necessarily agree with the Ravid on this. Meaning, and he assumes that Tanina, even if the person doesn't say Hashtah, doesn't say Mishat Yibacha, but the point is, it's an ineffective hodah as baldin, so we'll say hodah. I mean, the point is, it's just not a good hodah as baldin. A hodah as baldin, from which a person could unquestionably simply say, I was kidding around, it's just not a valid hodah as baldin, even if he doesn't say, I'm kidding around, tell you. Right, the Shach says, what?
Peches.
It is in Peches, correct? Okay, even if he doesn't say Mishata Nibacha, but nonetheless, it doesn't matter. It's just not effective as Hoda. It makes sense on this point. This is probably the Ravid of Shitasa. The Ravid in the Kasuv Sham, I'm saying you guys were curious about that, the Ravid in the Kasuv Sham disagrees with the Baal Ma'orim, suggests that Hoda, Belief Via, you don't need to actually say Mishata Nibacha. Right? The Ravid says, no, that isn't true. That we don't offer it for you, you have to at least say it. So it makes sense to assume that the Ravid here at least misses Shitasa. But either way, the point here is we don't have a binding Hodos Baldin. It isn't something which automatically is just Mechayim within Hodos Baldin commanding time. Now, what do the other Rishonim think? Why doesn't Rashi and Sefer Trumos, let's say, the ones who speak of Mechila, speak of Hodos Baldin against Hodos Baldin, why don't they give this as the reason? You're assuming that it's a valid Hodah, but who said it's a valid Hodah? There's no Tfiyah. Here, I think there's one or two possibilities to go. One possibility is to say they disagree regarding this principle of Hodos Baldin. They don't think that it's true that for Hodos Baldin to be effective, to be binding without the ability to say, Shadim, if I was just kidding, they don't think you need a Tfiyah first. And in fact, this proposition is far from universally accepted. First of all, we're in a time reported in the Rush, in Sanhedrin, I didn't give you it, I just gave you the Shofarah. But we're in time reported in the Rush, by the Rush, in Sanhedrin, thought that the complete opposite was true. It's actually worse if you're Moda Me'atzma. He thinks that even in circumstances where Hashta'a would work for Hodah in response to a Tzviya, Tainas Hashta'a is ineffective for Hodah where a person volunteers on his own. And in fact, this is the Shita which is Paskin in Mechaber. Mechaber, right, writes in Sivin Pei Aleph, if, hey, what?
No, I'm going to have a question after you.
Okay. He says, Lo Mahani a Tainas Hashta'a, Ella, Kishapelva'o v'Hodah, and here he's talking about meaning that we're talking about a case where Hashav does work, and that's the situation where there was in front of Eidim, but you didn't say Atemidah. So Shloba Bezin, while there were Eidim there, you didn't officially note Atemidah that I'm being Modin. And nor did the Veyah say Atemidah either. So nobody said Atemidah, there just happened to be people there. So in the case, says every time, although it's true that Hodas Baldin, in that situation, you can say Mishata Nibacha, that's only if you're responding to a Tzviya. But if you volunteer a Hodah, you can't say Mishata Nibacha. And this is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Lo ma'an yitayas hashta, ela, kishetavo v'hoda, aval lo tavo v'hu hoda me'atzmo, eno yachol l'ton Mishata Nibacha. So it's the exact opposite. It's actually worse in terms of Tainas Hashta, it's more effective as Hodas Baldin when he's volunteered. Yeah, what are you going to say?
The Shulchan Aruch is referring to a case where there's a response to a Tfiya that's being brought up. I mean, a Tfiya happens and a response that's irrelevant to the Tfiya, or when
no,
you come without
a Tfiya? Regular cases of the, just, this sin in Payalov is not about our case, it's about just Hodas Baldin.
So then you could say that Rashi could even agree to the Shulchan Aruch din that maybe when you volunteer information on your own, there's no reason to. The Ravid.
Right, I'm arguing
the
Rashi.
The Ravid. The Ravid could even agree to this.
Okay.
Idea, because when you offer information without a tefiya, so you can't claim it was a joke because why are you saying it? With the Ravid's case, let's say there's a case of someone making a claim, mm-hmm. and you are denying it by saying. You ask me for chitim, I mm-hmm. offer you some mm-hmm. word. So I could still say it's a joke, even though it was offered up without a claim, because mm-hmm. the reason for me saying it is I have a reason to say it, which is denial.
Right.
The rest could be a joke.
Right. I agree.
So you can agree. So the rabbi can agree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch can agree with the rabbi.
Yeah, absolutely. That is true. I'm going the opposite way. What I'm saying is, Rashi, who doesn't say what the rabbi says, may say that I hold that it isn't true that Hodah Litvia is in Nechayiv, and he doesn't make that chiluk. I mean, the Rabbi could perhaps make that chiluk.
The Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily what Rashi is holding. I mean, because the Shulchan Aruch could hold like the Rabbi.
And then you need to add in your very, I think, plausible suggestion for being Mechalik.
Right.
But you'd have to add that in.
I'm just allowed to ask the Shulchan. I mean, the Shulchan is more. You're saying it's a riot. It's a riot. Like, what's the?
No, Rashi will say, I agree. I don't think this. So let me go back to it. Because one possibility is to say Rabbi Tam, who thinks that's even worse. The other point is, even if you don't go so far as Rabbi Tam, or even if you think that's not a relevant point, But there's also other Shitas of Rishonim, for instance, the Sefer HaTrumos, who think that it, even if it isn't worse than a Hodah in response to a Tviya, but it's not any better either. With respect to Hashta, at the very least, there is no difference between a Hodah in response to a Tviya versus a Hodah Me'atzma. They both have the same halacha. At the very least, within Bezin, that there is no ability to say M'shatan B'cha. If you're Moda, whether it's Me'atzma or not. That's the psak that we find in the Tur. The Tur doesn't, if I'm not mistaken, the Tur doesn't necessarily agree with Rebbe Tam, but he does quote the Sefer Trumos, who himself is quoting a tshuva, like what he says, the tshuva l'kamai, this is in Simin Pei Aleph in the Tur. If Habez, yeah, tshuva l'gan, Hodu Habezin, lo shna Hodu Me'atzma, lo shna Tavav v'Hoda, eina yachol lasar el tokad yiwur. Okay? So, that position too exists, that it's not any better. So, if either of these is true, Rashi could simply say, Sam, I'll get to your point in a second, but Rashi could simply say, I don't agree, Rashi and Sefer Trumos, right, this would be Sefer Trumos even the Shikaza, right, would simply say, we don't agree with the principle regarding Hodas Baalim. We don't think that it's true that if a Moda is Moda, the Litvia, he just simply volunteers on his own Hodah, that is not itself a valid, binding, effective Hodas Baalim. That isn't the case. You cannot say help Mishat Bekha for that. Now, what Sam, you're saying is that you might go the opposite direction. You might actually take that position and still come out with the writer. Right, but then you need to argue for that. On the latter point, I'm not sure that you could, actually.
Which
meaning on the position of the Sefer Trumos, I don't know that it makes sense to take the Sefer Trumos position, who said that it's not worse, it's just not better either.
It's not better.
It makes a difference. What?
Yes.
Hoda Me'atzma or Hoda in response to a Tviya. Either way, if you're Moda, there's no Meshat Ben Tuchim. There's no Chazar from that. If you take that position, I think that makes... Exactly, my point. Right. So you're saying that the special factor which makes it actually even worse maybe doesn't apply here for the Ravid. Maybe, but certainly, meaning Rabbi Tam's unique position, but...
Sefer Trumos, for sure.
The Sefer Trumos, who didn't think it was worse, but thought it just didn't make a difference, certainly is incompatible. And maybe Rashi, and certainly Sefer Trumos, makes sense to say this. I will say that's what we believe. We don't agree with regarding the principle that you're assuming that Hodas Baalim volunteered is somehow lesser of Hodas Baalim that enables you to say, Shadi Bechat doesn't really count as Hodas Baalim. We don't agree with it. Alternatively, perhaps, they do agree. They agree 100% with Ravid and Ramah, they think that it's 100% true that Hodas Baalim, Belit Via, volunteered on one's own, is not a Hodas Baalim. And yet, why don't they give that answer here? You tell me. They disagree regarding what?
They're saying Hodas Baalim.
They agree 100%. Le'inyan Hokos Hodas Baalim, Belit Via, is Nishta Hodas Baalim. That means it's not Hodas Baalim. Right? It doesn't count. At least, at the very least, you can say Meshad and Nechah. I was just kidding around. And they still think that's not relevant here. They don't give that answer that, because it's not a good Hodah, why not? Because they disagree on the premise, not that if it's a Hodah, B'lit via, it isn't Hodah's Baldin, but rather, they disagree that what we have here is Hodah, B'lit via. They don't agree that this is a volunteered Hodah that isn't in response to its via. And here I think it makes sense to consider that maybe we should view this, it's not 100% most of it, I think it makes sense, to view this as linked with our prior discussion that we had in the context of the Tur Mishvua. Right? We noted then that there seem to be two views regarding the Tur Shvua on Chitim. The first view was that there are two different sets of issues that are coming before Beis Din. One, there's a question of whether or not it's Chayav Chitim, and for that you have a Taina of the Toveya and Kofar Bekol. Right? We noted in the context of Tur Mishvua that would be explaining the Tur Shvua being Kofar Bekol. And the Hodah L'Sorim is just a separate issue that you're coming up with. Right? That's just a separate change of topic. And regarding that, right, it's not only that Masha Tano Lodolo, but Masha Hodolo Lotana. That was one perspective. But we said at the time, right, that there's another perspective. Right? You can argue, it's not that it's not a response to that Hodah. He's saying your Chayah, and you're meaning there's a partial Chiyah. That's a Hodah. The Din of Hodah's Shalom Yina Taina to Pat Mishvua is just a Chiddush HaTorah that in order for a concession to the Taina to be Mechayev as a Shvua, right, it needs to be that you're not disagreeing about what exactly is over. Right? So we said on that second perspective, it's not true to say, literally, Mashtano Lohodol. It's not true. Mashtano, you are Modded Mitzvahs too. But by the same token, the second clause is also not true. It's not true. We don't view it that way. We view your hodah as a hodah to the Tana. Right? The detail of whether or not it was chitim or seorim, it doesn't mean it's not a response to the original Tana schiyu. He claims I'm chayiv. He has a claim that I owe him something. And I admit that that's true. There are details that are different. One is how much, and also just exactly what it is that I'm chayiv. Right? In terms of just the quality of the thing, or the identity of it. So it's not true that this is a todas baldin b'li tviya. This is a todas baldin subsequent to a tviya. Right? So if that's true, right, then they'll say, it's not a relevant point, what you're saying. You're saying that a todas b'li tviya, right, where I just come along and I say, hey, I owe you money, that is not have the status as a hodas balding man dummy, and you can say mishatan bicha. I agree with you on that, actually. I'm willing to grant that. But that's not what you had here. The guy comes in, he claims for me that I owe him money. Chitin. I said, I don't need chitin, I owe you sorry. But I'm responding to his taina, and I'm being motivated to his taina. So this is a hodas balding, precisely because it is in response to his via. Right? No? This is related to sort of what you were saying, Sam, before. Yeah.
Does this touch on anything we spoke about earlier regarding like how literal the Taina would that have to be, like the case with the
Shachmo?
Yeah, I'm saying like this. Meaning, does this?
Yes, I mean, my focus. Like I said, then I think that question I think does bear a relationship to the issue of whether or not we view it as two different tefillahs.
Right.
My argument was the more that we're talking about a precise detail, that it's exactly either way, it's chitim. Well, yeah, that I owe chitim, which is quite exactly which chitim. It's harder to view that as just two different cases that are coming, you know, having to come at the same time. Yeah, it relates in that way. So, I what I said there, I think it's the same. Meaning, yeah, okay? So it could well be that that's exactly then the Mahal. It's not that they think, they don't disagree in Simon Pe'alef. They agree in Simon Pe'alef. I mean by that, Shoshan Arthur, Shoshan Arthur, Simon Pe'alef. They agree. Hadad Baldin, Belit Via, they don't agree with the Mahal, in other words. They disagree. But they're saying, granting that, it's just not relevant to Peches. That's not what we have in Peches. Domina Taina is not that. It's a Hodah in response to the Taina. It's just not Mina Taina, but it's a response to the Taina. It is a Hodah in response to a Tviya, and therefore there should be a Chiyuv. The only reason there isn't is because Mechila, is because of the Baal Mualda, etc. Okay? Sam, you look like you're Baal Abayit. You didn't think about it.
Yeah.
All right. You can get back. All right, so that's in terms of just the three different views of why it is that there's a Ktura Sa'orim. There's some issues that come up in the context of the scope and the impact and the quality of the Ktura Demei Sa'orim, which are very clearly connected to them. So just as an example, right, the issue comes up in Rishonim already. What if you have Eidim come afterwards that are Me'idim that in fact he's Chayav the Sa'orim? In that case, as Sefer Truma says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that there's still no Chiyuv. Now, if you think about that, that makes sense according to the first two reasons, right? If it's because there's mechila, so then, all right, so he's mechila. I mean, nobody questioned that there was a chiyuv here. You don't need the agent for that. You had a hodas balin for that. The problem was, it's not a problem. The reason there was no chiyuv, that there was a tour was because he was mechila on the chiyuv. So it makes no difference if agent come and say, yeah, there really was a chiyuv. Okay, we know that. He was mechila. Likewise, although this may be... You know, this maybe is maybe a little bit more rude to wonder about. Likewise, if there's a hodah, mul hodah, right? Again, we already have on the evidence the maximum you could possibly bring on both sides, right? There's may aiden that say this, may aiden that say that. It doesn't matter that you're adding another two. You're not going to defeat his hodah's baldin, which still, I mean, it doesn't matter that the aiden are being made. In fact, Reuven really. I don't remember who I started out with. Reuven was making Reuven for now. Reuven really does get the money. The Toveya really should be Zoche B'Sa'orim. All right. That's exactly what Shimon said, too. But nonetheless, it was against the evidence that was presented by Reuven that he isn't. Hodos Baldin came in. We have Hodos Baldin, so you're not going to beat the Hodos Baldin.
If they didn't come first, so then it only worked according to the first shot, right? According to Mechila. If the Adam came in and said that he's tied with Sa'orim,
first of all, you have the din of Rishi Kamaisa there. I have to think about that, actually. Hodas Baldin works even if it's after Eidim, too.
Okay.
Somebody says, somebody's owed me, and I say, no, that isn't true. So Hodas Baldin may not know. Okay. So yeah, I don't think I'm going to get this. I have to think about that. I have to look into it. But either way, on the third view, right? That the problem was that we don't have Hodas Balin here, so then obviously that's not going to be true. If Aiden come, so we then do certainly have evidence to be Mechayev. The whole problem was here, we don't have evidence to be Mechayev. We don't have a factor to be Mechayev Shimon HaNitva here. Because he's saying something which is not a valid Hodas Balin. All right, so now you bring Aiden that he's Chayev, and now he's going to be Chayev. What else can you say? Right? And the Shach points this out, as you could expect. The Shach was unhappy with the Mechaber's treatment, both in Pe'alf and in Pe'ches. He was very unhappy with it. He thought it didn't really represent, not only does the Shulchan Aruch just skip out on telling you that there are other views, but as the Shach, with his little pinky, you know, just waves his pinky, and he uncovers for you, is that this is a view that's rampant in Rishonim. And he'll find you every single one. As I pointed out, you know, I waxed a little bit poetic in the first sheet, but so says, you know, that Shach Mik Yachid for the Omek Binasa. Right? That's Kederach Shach. The Shach can do that, like, all the time. He feels the need to. So here he felt that he could, because the Chaver just simply comes on, doesn't say that this is a Kiddush, or doesn't say that there are abuses. Not only that, that it is a Kiddush, I pass him the other way. So given that he passes essentially through and through, he likes the Rav and the Ramah, he thinks that that's correct. So he says that, well, halacha the Mechaber is wrong. I disagree with the Mechaber on this point. In the event that Edim come afterwards, because I think the only reason you're not chayav here is because of the initial hodah is a non-hodah is bald in, so if you bring the other Edim, of course he's going to be mechayav, and that's how he passes. Cool. Another issue that comes up, chiyuv l'atzeh shel shamayim. Right, let's say Shimon wants to know, I'm a yorei shamayim, so should I, ought I pay? It's true that either way we know Beis Din can't enforce it. That's what the Torah here tells us for sure, at the very least, right? Pater means Beis Din is not going to be enforcing this fee. But he wants to know, should he do the right thing? Should he pay? So the Ramah, what does the Ramah say about that?
So there's no fee.
No, you don't have to pay. There's no fee. And he gives the explanation why.
He says it's also against the Yishma Shecholei.
What? He says there's Yishma Shecholei. It's not exactly clear who he's referring to, but yeah. But and why does Ramah say that?
Because he was Mechila.
He says because it's Mechila. So if you think about it, that's indeed what you have to say. That's the only way to say that, right? It's got to be, it's only the first view that it's between Mechila and Nachamina, between Mechila and the other two, is going to be this. Is there a Chila that is fine? If you think that there's Mechila, so there's no fault. There's just no fault, legally speaking. It's not that the basin is not going to be enforced. There is no fault, because there's Mochel on the fault. So then, of course, you're not going to be chayav to pay. However, if the issue is an evidentiary one, right? It's not that we know there's no hope. There's no basis upon which we can enforce it. Whether that's because we're tied up in terms of evidence. We've got Hodas Balin versus Hodas Balin. Or because we just don't have Hodas Balin at all, we have nothing. But either way, the chob, if it exists, still exists. And if you know that, so then there's room to consider that you'd be chayav to pay. And again, the Shach, if I'm not mistaken, the Shach there too, registers a disagreement. Right. Okay. So I con the question of just the basis for the Demei Asa Ordem.
Sharia.
The answer to everything in this week is just that Sharia. Alright, so now I want to turn though to the second question, which I think is, if anything, probably the most significant one here, for us at least. And that is what the relationship is, what the implications are, this Torah of Sorim for the Shvuah. So here the first issue that comes up in this connection is whether, given the Shita of Barnasim, the Torah of Midrash Sorim, is it even possible to then have had a few of Shvuah from the Mitzvahs? Is it possible to say that there's a Torah of Midrash Sorim, which is what we say, and yet have thought that there ought to be a few of Shvuah, there could be, it's possible to have a few for the Shvuah? And here it seems, right, that we have different views. The Tosfos themselves in Book of Kama and Shavuos seem to transition on this point. Tosfos initially assumed, both in Shavuos and Book of Kama, that saying there's a Torah Sorim indeed requires, makes it inevitable, makes it a fait accompli, that there can be no Chiyuv Shavuah, Midin Rabban Mitzvahs. And therefore they say, they assume, Rabban Gamliel, who is Mechayiv Shavuah, doesn't agree with the Torah of Hadash Shalom HaTayna, and therefore thinks it's a Chiyuv Shavuah. It must be that he doesn't agree with Rav Barnasan. Because if you agree with Rav Barnasan, so whatever you think about there being a separate makor for the Torah Hodah Shalom HaTayna or not, but if there's no, the way they put it, there's no Hodah, then there's no fiyah shows in the mitzvahs. Right? This is the position that Tosfos start out with here, right? Here in Boko Kama. Right? They just assume this in the background of their discussion. This is just axiomatic, right? That this is the case. Right? Besof perikaminiya, masgar over nas, and the padraf in mesa or in betema, the mindalei. So he's just bothered there. Just exactly how did he know that? Part of the question was, it's not like a there's a custom that everybody, Rabban Gamliel after all doesn't agree. Where do you know that? Because he can't agree. The Rabban Gamliel chayiv mesa or. So his point was, and if Rabban Gamliel thought there was chiyuv, so how do we know that? He's talking that somebody might think there's a chiyuv there. So how do we know exactly? But the point is, obviously Rabban Gamliel is mechayiv mesa or he la hafi, because if he agrees that there's a patur mid mesa or in kano dog fa. Then there's no chiyuv. Forget the discussion about having a drasha or not having a drasha. Forget any of that. There's no hodah. You're not going to be chayav shvuah. Then in the end, Tosfos seems to take that back. Tosfos has one possibility to suggest. Inami apa got the mitzvah mid mesa or an after mikomil afilo hafi kashu lehodah. No, and afinami maybe even Rav Gamliel who thinks that there's chiyuv shvuah nonetheless. Agrees as a patur mezorin. Saying Rabbi Barnasa does not inevitably make it a fait accompli that there's no chiyuv shvuah. So what we want to do here is first of all analyze the question, the issue here, whether a patur mezorin makes it possible for there to be a chiyuv shvuah, someone who makes us on the chitin. Second, we want to address a question that we're showing him into, if one accepts the, we'll call it the first day of Tosos, right, that indeed it makes it possible. So a question that you then can ask is, if that's true, so then why does that not make the whole subject that we just had, the Tur Midmeha, Shvua, Midin, Hodav Shon, why isn't that all superfluous? Forget having the Tur, not having, if there's a Tur Midmeha, you're just going to be Pater. Meaning, the Shita's Rabbanan on this view. Why do the Rabbanan need Darshin, Zehu? There's no Hodav anyway, because they're Pater Midmeha, Sa'or. Right, so isn't it superfluous? So that's question number two. Okay, follow? So let's first address the first point, namely the issue of whether or not indeed a patur mitmeis orim just makes it impossible to then have a chiyuv shvuah from the mitzvahs. So here, starting with the day of Rishon HaBetosos, that indeed it does, that you cannot hold these patur mitmeis orim b'chayiv shvuah, that's just an impossibility. I think there are two ways to take them, why that might be, or what the argument here is. One possibility, let's say, you know, argument A for Tosos' first day, right, according to which, if you're patur mitmeis orim, then there can't be a chiyuv shvuah, is perhaps they adopt the following. They say that if the Hodah doesn't qualify for the din of Hodah's Baldin, if a Hodah does not count as a Hodah, the Gabe Hodah's Baldin, so then it also doesn't count as a Hodah, the Inyan Hodah who makes us to be Mechayev Shvuas, Modev who makes us. Right? If a Hodah does not count as a valid Hodah's Baldin, the Inyan Hodah's Baldin, so then it's not a Hodah. And then it doesn't count as a Hodah, the Inyan Hodah's makes us a Tanah. That's one way to take what they're saying. Alternatively, perhaps, they say something slightly different. They adopt the following. They say that maybe that's too longish. Internally, independently, chiyuv shvuas on the mixas requires that there be a chiyuv on the other mixas. You're not going to be chayav shvuah for anything if you're not chayav for anything based on your response. All right, so we'll get to this. So just in elaborating upon this, so we want to elaborate on them, and then also consider what is day number two about this. What do they think? So the first version of the argument of day number one Tosfos, that if you're Patur Mitmeis Orim, you cannot be Chayav Shvuah. So the first version that we presented really can be boiled down to, can be crystallized as two premises. Number one, a concession that doesn't qualify as a Hodah's Baldin for the purpose of the Din of the Dal Baldin made in Dami, so it doesn't qualify as a Hodah's Baldin, as a Hodah for Modu Mixas.
You say that first part?
Sorry. Yeah. That if whatever you're saying is not a Hodah, Le'inyan Hodas Baldin, that means that it doesn't count as a Hodah, Le'inyan Hodas Modin Mesas. Alright? Number one. Number two, they say, right, the Hodas Hasa'orim here is Pater because it doesn't count, it doesn't qualify as a valid Hodas Baldin. It is not a Hodah, Le'inyan Hodas Baldin. Now those.
Sorry, what was the last thing you say? It does qualify as what?
That the Hodas Hasa'orim, the fact that you're Pater, L'Rabba Barnasa, right, and L'Halakha. That's because it isn't a valid Hodah's Baldin. Therefore, given that the first premise, namely that it's not a valid Hodah's Baldin, that means it's not Hodah, Lashman Hodah, you won't be higher than Modin Mitzvahs, because you need Hodah for Modin Mitzvahs. Right? That's the second. Follow?
I don't understand the difference between the first and the second.
The first one is that if Hodah's Baldin does not count as a Hodah's Baldin, it's an if A then B. Right? If what you were saying does not count as a valid Hodas Baldin, such that it would be subject to the din Hodas Baldin made in dummy, that means it isn't a valid Hodas, doesn't count as Hodas.
Was an internal,
Indian Hodas Mudda Mixer.
Was it an internal psul or it's an external psul? Meaning the Hodas is a bad Hodas? Or
it's not a Shem Hodas.
Or just it won't work. It's not a
Shem Hodas. No, correct. Okay. There's no Shem Hodas for the purpose of Mudda Mixer.
Okay.
That's just a general principle. It doesn't tell you about any specific case. That's if A, then B. And then the second principle is A. That what you have in the case of Hodas Arum is that it is not a valid Hodah. It doesn't count as Hodas Baldin, right? It's not good as a Hodas Baldin. It's defective as a Hodas Baldin. Now those who reject day number one of Tosos, right? Let's say day number two of Tosos, who say, no, in the end it may be not true. Those who think that that's not the case, that you can, it's compatible, you can say that your Padre Mid Meas Arum and still have said there is a Chi of Bishbua, and in fact that's what Rabbi Gamliel does think. So what do they disagree with here? So I think they can clearly disagree. They can disagree on neither one. It's obvious, and we'll get to this in a second, that they disagree about the second one. That they think that it isn't true that the Ptur HaSorim here is because of a lack of a good Hodas Baldin. Right? That's obvious. We'll come back to that. But I think, before you get to that, on the first point, on the point that something which isn't a good Hodas Baldin also isn't a good Hodas Baldin, in the Mixas, I think there's room to wonder about that. Is that so obvious? And in part, I think that might depend on the Makor or the Din of Hodas Baldin. The only reason I saw addressing that question of what's, how do we know that Hodas Baldin is made in dummy, I think most assume that it's just Misvara. The one who suggests that there's a Makor is Rashi and Kish. And what does he suggest is the Makor? What's the Makor of the Din of Hodas Baldin is made in dummy? That your Hodas Mechayev is Mamon. What? Anybody? Did you see the Rashi Kedushin?
What?
Right, and some of Chayev and Biz, he says, Hodas Baldin is made in dummy, Dichsiv Asher Yomar. What's the makor? Shuos when it makes us. Now, it isn't entirely clear to me exactly what the deal here is, but either way, if that's true, if that's the makor for the din, Hodas Baldin, and that's what Rashi says, right? The Hodas Baldin, how do we know that it's valid, it's mechayev, because Hiuzeh, you see that it is in the context of other mixes. If that's true, so then obviously this first premise follows, right? Clearly you're going to say that the standard that is required for Hodah for the purpose of Hodas Baldin and the Hodah that leads to a Chi of Shuos when it makes us are going to be the same. It's the same Hodah. In fact, that's the Makar of the Din of Hodas Baldin. If a concession to the Taina does not count as a Hodas Baldin, so then what that means is it's not a valid Chi Huzet. It doesn't qualify for the Parsha of Chi Huzet. And if that's true, so then obviously then the other Din in the Parsha, namely the Shmua on the other part, also, you don't have a Hodah. It's the same Hodah. Right? If you say that, if you say what Rashi is saying, namely, that the Hodas Baldin, the Parsha of Hodas Baldin is Ki Huzeh, so then obviously you have one standard. It doesn't qualify for the purpose of being Mechayev within your Hodas Baldin. You know then it doesn't qualify for the Parsha of Ki Huzeh, and therefore there's not going to be a Chi Huzeh in the Mixus. But, if one doesn't assume that that's the Makor, I think, it's an open question, then I think there's at least room to wonder whether or not that it has to be so. Whether or not it's obvious to us that if a concession is not considered to meet the standards necessary for Hodas Baldin, made in dummy, that means it wouldn't also be considered a Hodah, linim ki huzeh, of Shuos on the Mixus. Maybe you don't have to assume that. Okay. That's number one. But the second point, clearly, again, we're talking about the response of the day number two in Tosos to the first argument for day number one, right? Second day of Tosos could very easily argue on the second premise of the argument, which was that what you have in this case of Hodas HaSa'orim, the Ptur Hodas HaSa'orim, is because it's ineffective, it's an invalid Hodas Baldin. They might argue that that's just not true. In other words, they agree. It's not Nechshev es Hodah L'inyan Hodas Baldin Mendami. You're right, and it's not Hodah for the purposes of being Mechayev Shuos Mixus. Mehechi Pesach, that's what you have here. You don't have that. It is a valid Hodas Baldin. Why, you're Pater? You're Pater for other reasons. And that returns us to the previous point, the Yesod HaPtur. They adopt either one of the first two propositions. They say, they'll argue, the reason you're Patur here is because although you have a valid Hodas Baldin, HaMechayev Es Din Hodas Baldin, but it's the guy's the Mofel. He's Mofel in the Chiyuv. Or, you'll say, although you have a valid Hodas Baldin, HaMechayev Es Din Hodas Baldin, but he also has a valid Hodas Baldin, right? They have the same exact thing on the other side. So, in a clash, Uki Maman and Chesed Mari, that's why you're Patur. It's not that it's not a good Hodas Baldin, right? And this is indeed how the Tosos Rush, who gives a little bit more than the Tosos in Shavuos, Tosos Rush in Shavuos says, second day that he explains that even Rav Gamliel, who who's Mechayev Shvua, can nonetheless agree that there is a Ptur Midimei Sarim, what does he say? What?
This is a Mechila.
Yeah, he says because after all, it's just Mechila. That's exactly his point. Right? Meaning he's saying, it's not that there's no Hadas Bald in here. You have a Hadas for Hadas Bald in here. The fact that he's not Chayev is because he's Mocha on the field. Right? This is what the Rush, Tosa Rush says here. Right? The Tosa doesn't answer. Tosa just says, doesn't explain it, he just says, you know, I've got the myth for me. They saw it, not for Rosh Hashanah. I feel like Chash of Lavada. Rosh explains a little more. Right? Rosh says, Inami, I forgot the pater mid mesa arm. I feel like chashav lay rabban gamil hoda. Kevin the hoda lo. Vahai the mitzar mishum the kevin the tavo chikim velo tavo asar machal asar. That's the point. It's not that there's no hoda that's involved in here. It's a good hoda involved. It's just that it doesn't carry the day in the sense that it faced something else here mechila. I think one could alternatively say it was more hoda involved. Right. So on this view, the first day of Tosfos is basically committed to saying that the Yesod HaPtur is the third approach. He accepts the Ravid Rama Shach approach. Right? That the reason that this is not Mechayeves is because it doesn't count as a Baldit. I mean, as much as it's not a responsible Tviya, it's not a good Hodah Baldit. And given that that's true, ain't Khan Hodah. We don't have Hodah. Right? So that's one possibility in terms of understanding Machokas, right? You have basically first day of Tosos assumes that the reason for the Ptur Midimei Sarim is that you don't have a good Hodas Baal in here, and given that you don't have a Hodah to be Mechayev Shvuos and Mitzvos, he suggested two possibilities in response of the second day. Either they disagree, what I was arguing, maybe they disagree on the second point, maybe they think, you're right, you don't have a good Hodas Baal in here, but maybe that's not the same thing that you need for Hodas for Shvuos and Mitzvos. As long as he says, Kiyuzeh, and he does, he says, I owe you Sarim, it's good enough. Alternatively, maybe they disagree that the first premise is true. It isn't true that you don't have a Hodas Baal in the case of the Sa'orim. You do. It's just that you're coming up against something else, which Padres it. Right? That's one way to take the Machlokes. Alternatively, working now with the second version of the first day of Tosos that holds that it's incompatible. You cannot say that these Patur Midimei Sarim and still be Mechayev Shvua. Right? So this version, the issue is not that it isn't the valid Hodas Baal Din. It's Lav Shema Hodah. The issue is, in order to be chayav shvuos on the mixas, you need to be chayav on the mixas. There has to be a chiyuv on the mixas for a din shvuos on the mixas. In theory, if that's true, then that's compatible with whatever reason. Right? In other words, you would say, I don't know why you're putter, but the point is, if you're putter, so then you're not going to be chayav shvuos on the mixas. In terms of just chiyuv and the tosos, I think it sounds more like the first version when they say, in Kanada, if you want to really, you know, be ma'amis this version, you would say what it means in Kanada means it isn't Nechayev. That's the point. You're not Chayev. You need a Chiyuv in order to be Chayev Shvuos and Mitzvos. Now, why would you say such a thing? Is that what your question was here?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you might argue, just one example of why you might say something. You might say, listen, let's go back to Rava. The Chiyuv, one way or another, and this can work for any of the Pirushim really, one way or another, the fact that you're chayiv in modem mixas has something to do with the chazaka in the meis panim pifnei baal chova. Whatever its role in the chiyuv shvua, or maybe you might say better, its role in not being poter mishvua, right? That it's just not poter. That requires a chiyuv in mixas. You might say, in other words, just one example. This could be, if the tovei doesn't get anything from your hodah, so then a person, how does a person live with himself, right? The person couldn't have just said, I'm not an Aliyah. He couldn't have lived with himself. So, maybe you might argue, for a person to live with himself, he needs to be Mechayev. What does it help the guy? There's only a partial law, but you're not going to be Mechayev for anything. How can you live with yourself in that case? But I told the truth about part of it. Yeah, but it had no nakamina. The guy doesn't get anything from me. This is one example. So maybe you'll say, listen, whatever the reason, the Hodah needs to be Mechayev. It needs to actually be Mechayev. Yeah?
I mean, would the assumption there be that he has to know that there's an implicit Mechila? Because he doesn't, like, if the person doesn't know that he's automatically Pater based on the Chitim is Lumumayim,
maybe.
He has to be aware of that.
I would say, I understand your question. I'm not sure what the answer would be, just in part. That's a question that's always like the Kasha, like the Balabadish Kasha, it's like a good Kasha, like Migo. Even though you say Migo, right, so on the view that it's a mali l'shaker, then
right.
So that's not valid anymore. I mean, he knows that if he knows halacha, so then he knows that it doesn't hurt him. In fact, it helps him.
Here's the opposite.
Correct. So it's the same sort of question. I hear what you're saying. Meaning, this is only once you pass him that he's putter. right? But maybe the like the first time he passed in this din, the guy really did mean that he thought he would mechayev himself, and then he only found out when he spoke to Rav Ranasan that in fact he's not. So doesn't that, you're right, and somewhat that would undermine somewhat the, okay, it's a question.
And even so, yeah. You could say, oh, I tried to be mechayev myself, but it didn't work out. But meaning is like, it's still be made as part of, it's still be helping him with his guilty conscience or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, the other day, you're saying, what is the response to the second day? Meaning the day of number two of those, I think, said it's fine. Yeah, what you're saying is absolutely true, which is, I mean, Hassan, they don't agree. They don't think it needs to be a chiyuv befoal in order to say it. Right? He just needs to be valid as valid.
Would Kihuzeh be a response to that? Because Kihuzeh, your mom is giving something in the pasuk. I think if it has a makor for...
Yeah, so I was wondering that. Well, where did it say that? In the pasuk that Kihuzeh is effective.
Like
I was wondering about that for Kihuzeh. Rashi. Because Rashi says...
giving something back. No, Kihuzeh is...
Kihuzeh is maybe not a statement. It's a statement. But what's the... I mean, I think Rashi... At first I thought maybe what you're saying is what Rashi had in mind when he says that that's the makor that's bothered. But the truth is he doesn't really say it like that. Says samach ahodah, so meaning it sounds like how do you know we're samach ahodah? So what do you see there? You only see there for the fact that he cried balabai said a little hint. So it sounds like he's not saying that the pasuk itself says that when you're moded to your chayv. It doesn't really say that. It says when you're moded, we're mechayv yeshvua. So yeah, all right. But anyway, the point would be that that on this view of the first version of Tosis, they're making a claim that hodah, no hodah, you have to be chayv, and that is certainly a chiddush, and I think that on the response side, which they we just don't agree with, I think the more likely way is to go first. Okay, I think we have a couple of points to finish up here. Yeah, we do. We never got to the second question, which is why is it superfluous or not superfluous? We also never got to the exploring just the possibility that the tarti pagi, which I want to comment on, so that will come to. I guess we'll finish up on Monday.
Yeah.